Hello, everybody. This is Lizzie, and I'm just putting a forward on this episode where we talk about the Black Lives Matter movement, what's happened recently with George Floyd, as well as similar police brutality issues and situations that have occurred that have pushed the Black Lives Matter movement to the forefront once again. Some stuff has changed since we recorded, so that's why I'm putting this in here. One of the things that has changed is that the officers involved in the George Floyd case, where George Floyd was killed, the main officer who is kneeling on his neck, they have added second degree murder to the charges. So still not the first degree that in mine, and I think Crystal's opinion too, maybe, that he deserved. Still not the first degree, but second degree has been added, as well as all the other officers involved, I've heard, are also going to get charged. So know that there are changes coming, and these officers are hopefully going to be held accountable by a court of law and found guilty and punished appropriately for their actions against George Floyd. In addition to that, we did mention within this episode that there was a video of a man in a black coat with a black umbrella who was thought to be a undercover cop smashing windows. The local law enforcement have said that it's not an officer that they know of, or not an undercover officer as, you know, of they know of. So keep an eye out for that information. It may not be an officer. It may just be a white man out there causing chaos and havoc and trying to get the Black community and Black protesters blamed for it, and get the peaceful protesters blamed for it and in trouble and danger. We have seen some instances of that, of where people are coming into cities that are not a part of the peaceful protest and are just there to cause havoc. But don't let that deter from the fact, too, that there are Black people in these communities who are genuinely angry, and they are lashing out because they are angry, and they deserve to be angry, because, like we've mentioned in this episode, this is something that's happened over and over and over again. And these, you know, these individual incidents of people coming into the city just to cause chaos shouldn't overshadow that moment. That thing that needs to be remembered is that people are angry, they deserve to be angry, and they deserve to be heard. So just a couple things I wanted to push before we went into the episode. I hope that you all will really listen to the episode, and will, you know, if you've been on the fence about this, which you shouldn't be, hopefully this can help convince you, you know, to support the Black Lives Matter movement and understand why it is such a problem in the United States, and not even just the United States. You know, there is a lot of police brutality that has happened in other countries as well. So, you know, let this hopefully maybe spark a movement in your own nation, in your own country, in your own city, to try and stop the brutality, not even just from officers, but from white people who are acting out and hurting the Black community and destroying their lives. We also mentioned a list of links you can go to if you can't protest. Go to PS Sugar on Twitter, and Crystal has posted a couple helpful links. One helpful link for protesters, another link to different bailout funds that you can contribute to if you're unable to get out, and make sure to stay educated on the situation. So have a great day. Bye.
Hi. Hello, everybody. This is Liz and
Crystal.
Crystal's back. Yay.
Oh, man. Yeah. I am the worst. I know.
No, you're not the worst. You just took a lengthy and well-needed break.
Yeah. It's always good to take breaks, I guess.
Yeah. And we're here, of course, with Passionate Spicy Sugar. And we got a very serious subject that we're going to talk about today. And that is the police brutality that has been happening, not just with George Floyd, but which I think is the most recent. Mm-hmm. But, the most recent. You know.
Well, actually, it's the most known about and most recent.
Yeah. But also there's been cases that have happened like earlier this month and last month with Breonna Taylor. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have Ahmaud Arbery. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but...
Sounds about right, yeah.
But, so we're going to kind of cover all these because we talked about it a little bit before the show that this shouldn't be a subject that we just ignore because it's getting ridiculous. It's getting... It's horrible and it's ridiculous that it keeps on happening. So, and you could say, and I think some places have said, that it's worse now than it was, you know, back when, you know, the stuff happened to, like, Rodney King and Trayvon Martin and all that. It's gotten worse. So
Trayvon Martin's case is something I'm still angry about.
Yeah.
But that's something else.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is that very serious subject. And of course, because we're talking about this, I don't feel right monetizing this recording, so we're not going to. But I am going to send Crystal a link to, I think it's something someone we both knew from college, Mecca, on Facebook posted, which is a list of places that you can donate to help bail people out who are protesting and stuff right now. So I will send that to Crystal so she can post that on our Twitter. So, aside from that, Crystal has been gone for some time. How have you been, Crystal?
I've been okay. Nothing much exciting has happened besides my mom being, you know, my mom. And loaning my services out to people because I can sell.
Well, like I was saying, she's going to start you a whole business.
She really is.
You're not going to find out about until, like, each product is released by her.
Mm-hmm. She tried it with the... I didn't tell you about this before we started recording. She tried it with the badge holders. You know, the extendable, like, badge holders?
Mm-hmm.
She tried it with that first.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Mom... Please.
I don't have the resources to make that stuff yet. If she wants you to make all this stuff, then she needs to get you the resources to make it. Mm. Like, ask, like, I think this would be prime time to ask for a button maker.
Fair enough, yeah.
So you can make buttons. Well,
a button maker is like, well... The smaller ones are less expensive. They're like about maybe $100. But the larger ones, like medium-sized buttons, are about almost like $200.
Yeah. So it might be a nice time to ask for a button maker.
No. No way. I already bought a Cricut. So like, I'm just going to work with what I got.
Yeah. And... I've been doing all right while Crystal was gone. Of course, many of you probably know I was posting mini episodes, and her being gone actually gave me a break from having to edit all of our recordings. So I appreciated the break as well.
Really?
Yeah. Much appreciated.
And here I was feeling bad.
Yeah. It's not necessarily, so it's really easy to overall go and reduce some of the background noise and I can talk. Background noise and, you know, stuff like that, because I can just do it over the whole recording. But then, like, I go through and some of you guys, this is an insight to what I do, is there are times that me and Crystal have unusually long gaps in what we're talking about. And yeah. Some of it is natural, and then some of it is not a natural gap. And so I will shorten that gap, that silence, to make it sound more natural. So we get a lot of those in our recording, and that's most of what my editing is going through and taking
those silence gaps. It doesn't feel like the gaps are that long, but...
Well, no, because like, I think it's because we're talking to each other, so that... And us knowing each other, we know that we have a train of thought that we're going with. Yeah. And so it doesn't seem that long. But then when I go back and I listen to the recordings, you can tell that it's just a little bit too long to the point where it doesn't sound natural to where someone would think that they're recording, like when they're listening, that they maybe shut off or something.
Oh.
So... So that's most of what my editing is taking those gaps down a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you want to move right into the subject?
Yeah.
And actually, one more point before we hit into this subject real hard, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to go into it hard. Crystal and I were talking because... She couldn't, like, there were a few weeks where her mouth was swollen, right? And then you had said, but then you were worried about picking a subject. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of help quell that, we're actually going to change our format up. And I feel like it's okay, because we're still in, like, our first year of, like, starting this podcast and, like, working through it. So we're going to move to a format where we're starting, you know, with this recording and moving on, we're just going to talk about one subject each week. So okay. We both kind of came together and said, I want to talk about this. Yeah, I want to talk about this too for this week. And then next week, I'm going to pick a subject, which gives Crystal a couple weeks to pick the next subject. So we're just going to do basically focus episodes. It's going to be just like our focus episodes. So, but today, as I mentioned, we're going to go hard into this subject of George Floyd and police brutality against the Black community. I was telling Crystal earlier, and she had to stop me from talking because I was getting so into it, because I'm so... Mm-hmm. mad, and I'm so frustrated. And if I'm mad and frustrated, you know the Black community is mad and frustrated, and they're tired of this shit. Mm-hmm. And that is expressed, like, the reason people are looting and breaking things and setting fire to things, like burning things down, is because they are so fucking tired. They have a right to be angry. They have a right to be mad, and they are showing you that anger because, like, there have been people that have not been listening, that have, you know, in one ear, out the other, just kind of like idly letting it float by and just, you know, oh, it's so sad this happening. And then it's gone. And then it happens again. And then, oh, it's so sad. And then, oh, it's gone. And then it happens again. Like, it's getting fucking ridiculous mm-hmm. at this point. And the fact that we are not doing anything about it. And I was listening to a video earlier, too, and it's not even just about police brutality anymore. In this video, there was a young Black woman who was saying it's not just about police brutality. It's about the case of Ahmaud Arbery, where he was jogging and was literally hunted down by two white men. They weren't just going out to apprehend him and, you know, get the police there and check and see if he was the suspect they were talking about in this case. They were fucking hunting him down. You can't say it was anything else but that. They had guns and they were chasing him down while he was jogging, weaponless, defenseless, in, I think it was a truck. And they were literally going and hunting a Black man down. And it's bad. So, and, you know, Crystal, you had mentioned you had a friend earlier. What was it they had said?
She messaged me privately or maybe not so privately. I don't want to.
Which is why we won't mention the name, but
I'm not going to say who this person was. But I have like a little Discord server for like some of my friends, and I guess what happened was, she didn't tell me this beforehand, but she got in like a confrontation on Twitter about it, about how she just wanted to be left alone. She wanted to remain neutral. She didn't want to be involved. And then after that, after people told her that like her being neutral is part of the problem,
it's complacency.
She messaged me, I guess, as her token Black friend, and asked if it was racist to want to be neutral and stay out of the situation. And what I told her was, and this is probably unpopular opinion to me, it's one thing to be silent. I mean, being silent is bad, but I feel like by saying that you're neutral, you're not adding anything to the conversation. You're hurting the argument more so than remaining quiet.
Yeah.
By openly expressing that you are neutral is way worse than being silent to me.
And
because it means you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like, and I told Crystal about this post. It's on beachdalehouse.com, and it's in this I think it's a blog post, and it's titled for May 8th, 2020. Open letter to the white people in my life. And the first thing this person says in their post is, I need you to stop being shocked. This is directly from their post. You have been presented with enough evidence. If you have not been convinced, no one will convince you. I understand your position and work against you. That's okay. You can believe what you believe. If you are saying you are neutral in this situation, no, you can't be neutral anymore. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but you can't be neutral anymore. You are either for the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, helping the Black lives that have been affected by this and helping to progress past this era of racism and discrimination and police brutality, or you are against that. You cannot be neutral in this situation anymore because it's gotten worse. Mm-hmm. Since Trayvon Martin and Rodney King, it's gotten worse. And it needs to stop.
Okay, can I just like aside real quick, because we keep bringing up Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin's case is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's one thing for it baffled me. Like, Trayvon Martin was murdered by a civilian playing vigilante.
Yeah.
And he and George Zimmerman got away with it. Got away, even though the 911 caller he was on the line with told him not to pursue this boy. Pursued him anyway and killed an unarmed Black boy. Like, after being told not to. And he still got away with murder. Then later tried to auction off his gun. And is going around signing autographs like he's some big fucking celebrity. Ooh, that one really pisses me off.
Yeah, and not only that, he's continued to harass the family. You gotta understand, this guy tried to sue the family of Trayvon Martin.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my God. Like, he is a piece of fucking work.
I mean, we've been knew he's a piece of shit.
Like, you know, and this most recent case, not even most recent, but this is kind of the one that's one of the ones, because really it was a succession of like Ahmaud Arbery and then Breonna Taylor and then now George Floyd of, mm-hmm. you know, Black lives being taken for no reason. And now there are protesters that are getting hurt. In case any of you haven't seen the video out there, there is video evidence. And my husband sent it to me the other day and I was watching it and it's... Whew. There's video evidence of an undercover cop in, like, I think it was like a black coat and a black umbrella in like daylight, purposely going around and smashing windows.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
And, yeah, I've seen it.
Like, and like just causing chaos so that they can blame people, so that they can justify things that they want to do. That's what it looks like when you do shit like that. And, you know, in the George Floyd case, not only was there a man holding his knee on George's neck
while he's laying prone on his stomach.
While he's laying prone, which restricts your breathing already, like just being prone on your stomach because your abdomen helps you to breathe.
And yeah, because it restricts your diaphragm.
That. Yeah, your diaphragm. Sorry, I said abdomen. But your diaphragm is there and it restricts your breathing already. But then is on his neck in a position and he's telling you he can't breathe. He's telling you it hurts. And you don't only have a cop doing that, but you have a bunch of cops standing around not doing shit to stop the other officer. And they should be charged as well. Not only does that officer need to be charged with murder, but others are accessories.
He is also being charged. He's being charged with third degree. Yeah. But third degree is not, it's not cutting it.
And a lot of people are saying that third degree is bullshit. And
it is.
I think the reason they're going with third degree is because they feel they can prove that beyond a reasonable doubt.
I agree.
But they do not feel that they could prove second or first degree beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
And that's the thing that has to be understood is that for each of the degrees of murder, they have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And so with like first degree, you have to prove not only was it done, not only that there was intent, but that it was premeditated. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why they can't go to with first degree. They could probably do second degree, but there's probably something within the description of second degree murder that they don't think they can prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah. It's probably like they're probably more likely to book him on third degree than second.
Yeah. So I think with them going for third degree as opposed to manslaughter is showing that they do want to charge him and they do want him to be held accountable, but you know, he does deserve, you know, first degree, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He does
first
deserve.
Degree?
Yes.
First degree when you, is premeditated murder?
And yes. And here's the thing is I think this is a mindset amongst these officers that I do think you could argue that it is premeditated. That they see a black man and they know what they're going to do. Or they see a black woman and they know what they're going to do. It's
hard
to prove
that without a reasonable doubt.
You're right. It would be hard to prove that. But in my mind, that's just where it sits. But I do think in many cases, many of the cases that haven't, you could at least prove second degree murder.
Right, right.
But we've seen officers get away with so much just because they're officers. Mm-hmm. That officer code needs to go the fuck out of the window.
And also, like, I think what a lot of people were comparing the situation to was, I think, I can't remember his name, but there was a black police officer that accidentally shot a white woman and got 12 years for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like even more of a reason why people were pissed.
Yeah. Because like, if you are an officer, you are meant to serve and protect. You do not draw your gun unless you have the intent to kill.
Right.
You do not remove the safety unless you have the intent to kill. Okay.
Okay.
Their officers should be getting lessons on how to handle these stressful situations. And I was watching a video on YouTube, I forget who it is, where, you know, he was talking about this and he was talking about how, you know, officers should be trained how to handle stressful situations, but how people just dismiss this too, where they're like, oh, well, you know, officers face stressful situations every day and they're going to mess up sometimes. I'm sorry, but no, you don't. Like, he made a point in his video when he was saying, as an officer of the law, you do not have the room to make mistakes.
You don't.
Because people's lives are on the line. Their lives are in your hands.
And I can fully disclose this now, since I'm not going to be, you know the situation, Liz.
Yeah.
All right, so as a person who is applying to the academy, the DPD specifically, you are given a complete tool set of like different ways to subdue suspects. And the fact that this man was laying down prone, he was not resisting arrest at the time. He could have easily got off his neck, first off. He could have easily got off of him and apprehended him, but he chose to kneel on this man's neck after he has been completely subdued.
They could have picked him up and put him in the car.
They literally could have picked him up. Like, he's not fighting. He wasn't fighting back at the time that the video was taken. He was literally on the ground saying, "I can't breathe," and calling for his mother. Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand what was going through that guy's head when he was just kneeling on this man's neck and saying, oh, he was just resisting arrest. Well, he's not resisting arrest now. Like, what's stopping you? Like, can you get off his... Like, I just don't understand it. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. And you should be trained to the point where you can handle this situation non-lethally.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you go back to, there's other videos showing them first apprehending him, and it doesn't look like he's resisting at all. It looks like he was just a guy that got cuffed and was going to go into an officer car. But then the other video you see shows the rest of the story, which is that officer leaning on his neck for no goddamn reason. And, you know, I know some people may criticize the people standing around and videoing this and, you know, things like that. But you got to understand, like, if this was a person, just not an officer, just doing this to another person, your automatic reaction would be to go up and shove him off, right?
Yeah.
But when you do that to an officer, it's assaulting an officer.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get charged too.
People are actually saying what, and they help him?
I think it's like, yeah, I think sometimes that pops up in all of these cases, right?
For real?
It's like, yeah. is like, why are you recording? Why aren't you helping him?
Because you have the right to record. And yeah. Also, if they fight the police, you're still going to have somebody dying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there may also be that fear of more than just one person dying, too.
And there was like, actually, there was four officers there. So if somebody was to come up and try to stop him, the three other officers standing by could easily like jump in, apprehend this person.
Yeah.
So the wisest thing they could do for their own safety was to record the situation.
Yeah. And I think that's important to see too, is that when it's officers, that position of power that officers have over citizens mm-hmm. is what can stop people, citizens, from jumping in and like shoving an officer off a person if they think that mm-hmm. person's life's at risk. So well, just know that. But
well, also speaking of shoving officers and stuff, this actually happened just right before I called you. I watched there was this video clip on Twitter of this, I think this one black lady is like during one of the protests, she's standing in front of an officer who's holding his bike, right? And she's not particularly yelling in his face, but she's yelling near him. And he takes his bike and he shoves her with it. And like, there is this tiny, tiny, like white lady in a red dress, like immediately sees him shove this black lady with his bike. She grabs the bike out of his hands and throws it at him. Like, it was shocking. It was so shocking. I know it's not like completely related, but I just wanted to share that like this lady stood up. I was just baffled by the strength and the bravery, because that's a scary situation to be in. This guy is actually like two times her size.
Yeah, yeah. But if she can do it though. You know, but you know, it's just so. George Floyd is one of the cases now. And the thing with George Floyd is the I cannot breathe calls back to the case in New York. Let's look it up here because I want
to. You might have to look it up. His name. There's so many names.
Yeah, and this is a point too. Like, there are literally so many cases now that it's just, it's piling up, and you have to call back to, you know, all these different cases of Black men and women being harassed, being murdered by officers.
Don't even get me started on Sandra Bland.
I know the story. I know because he was like, he was buying cigarettes, I think it was. Eric Garner. That's who it was. It was Eric Garner. So a lot of people are equating the George Floyd situation to Eric Garner, which happened in New York City, where the NYPD was arresting a Black man and held him down. And the picture on the Wikipedia, what it shows is basically being put into a chokehold. And, you know, there's video of that too, where he's saying, you know, I can't breathe. And, you know, caused his death, as well in that situation. And that was back in 2014. And from 2014 to 2020, like, and it's not even like it's just these years. This has been happening time and time again throughout the centuries where, you know, we had slavery in America, and then we had, you know, freed the slaves, but then Black people were treated like trash. And, you know, and then they had to fight for equality, and they had to fight to vote. And, you know, they keep on having, the Black community in America keeps having to fight for basic rights that our Constitution guarantees. You know, you have the right to be treated as an equal. It doesn't say, like, you know, a particular color or a particular culture. This is supposed to be a country that accepts people from all different walks of life, all different colors. And yet we continue to ignore, you know, this issue of police brutality to the point where, you know, people, white people in particular, will sit out there and they'll criticize a man for taking a knee during the national anthem in protest to police brutality. And then you have this happen again and again. And people saying, this is why people are taking a knee. And this is why people are also getting violent now. And they're trashing their communities. They're trashing their communities. And you can say, oh, they're trashing our communities. But you are destroying their lives. You are destroying the lives of their family, of their children, of their mothers and brothers and sisters. You are ripping their lives apart. So to sit there and say, oh, they're trashing our communities, when you're destroying their lives and you're creating an environment in which their lives continue to get destroyed and destroyed over and over again, it is only a matter of time before it gets worse. And before the fighting turns into a war of sorts. It's really only a matter of time. Because there is only so far that you can push people.
Right. And I love, like, how people say, like, oh, I don't understand, these looters are thugs, right? Like, what's the
Trump
difference?
Trump himself.
The difference between, like, the Tea Party? Like, people literally were wrecking shit then. Matter of fact, more recently, like, wasn't there, like, a giant riot in some city over a sports team? Nobody was calling those people thugs.
And that's the thing, too, is that happens all over the place, right? Even, like, at the college level, for college sports, people go and riot, and they'll, like, white people will go and riot over sports. And we don't sit there and we don't call them thugs. We don't call them terrorists. We don't call them, you know, anything but oh, this white kid was, you know, burning a couch. The language around all this needs to be altered too. It's the actions that need to be altered. It's the language that needs to be brought to a point of equality for everyone. It's, it's just all of it. All of it needs to change.
Right.
And it needs to come. It's one of those things that in every city, in every state, it needs to come from the top down. If you are a governor, you need to put forth action. If you are a representative, you need to put forth action to change these things. Mm-hmm. You need to change what is expected of police officers, and you need to let them know that if they don't adhere to that, they are losing their jobs, and they will be arrested just like any other citizen. And I don't mean arrested like, oh, I don't even know how long it's been, a couple weeks later. I mean arrested right there, right then. Next day at the latest, if you have to go searching for them.
Right, right.
It is ridiculous that these officers, it took so long not only to kick them out of their jobs, but then it took time to actually, you know, work towards, you know, getting a warrant for arrest and to, you know, charging them. It shouldn't take that long. It shouldn't take long just because they're an officer. And I don't even know
where the point of having dash cams and head cameras.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like they should not be able to shut those things off at all. I'm sorry.
They're able to.
Some officers have the ability to turn them on and off when they start an arrest. And no, they should not have that ability because that leads to corruption. Right, and yeah, exactly. It leads to bullshit as well. In the Ahmaud Arbery case, and I want to cycle around back to Ahmaud Arbery, because this wasn't a case of police brutality. This was another case of white men being vigilantes, mm-hmm. you know, as you can equate the George Floyd case to the Eric Garner case, you can equate the Ahmaud Arbery case to the Trayvon Martin case.
Yeah.
Because this was another instances of white men, I believe a father and son, trying to be vigilantes in their neighborhood. And if you suspect someone of doing something wrong, then, you know, just report it. Mm-hmm. Just report it and go about your day. Don't sit there and yell and scream at them and harass them and, you know, and do that because then you're doing it because of their color of their skin. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it just because you think they did something wrong. It's quite obvious you're doing it because of the color of their skin. It's quite obvious you're being racist.
But yeah.
If you really think, genuinely think, someone, regardless of the color of their skin, has done something wrong, then just report it. And let, you know, let the people who should look into it, look into it. And hopefully, we won't see more instances of police brutality from that shit. But in order for us not to see that, we got to change the system. So with Ahmaud Arbery was a 25-year-old black man and was hunted down by these white men in Georgia who claimed that he was, I don't know, going into like a building or a development or something. I don't even know. I don't even fucking care, really. Yeah. Because the video shows them showing up to this guy jogging down the road without a weapon, without a way to defend himself, and they're coming out with guns drawn. That is white men hunting a black man down. That is no different than the times of lynching and things like that that would occur.
Right.
And part of that, how do you help that situation? Well, not only do you arrest these men and you charge them appropriately with murder, but part of that situation is we need to start condemning groups like the KKK. The KKK should be a terrorist organization.
It should be.
It should not be allowed to operate freely in the United States. Mm-mm. Plain, simple, it needs to be named
a terrorist organization. Matter of fact, any white nationalist.
Any white nationalist. Yes, you're right. Any white nationalist. It is ridiculous that we keep on having these instances and we keep on dismissing and, you know,
making excuses
and voting in leaders.
Don't get me started.
We need to get started.
So did you see what he said about the
saying about that, the riot? He's going to bring like, I got to pull up the quote. Because
so The thing that got me was the whole when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
He didn't
realize the history behind that quote. I guess that's what he said. That he meant it for, like, if people start looting, some people are going to get, you know, people are going to get shot. It's a danger to the American people. That's what he said he meant. But the real origin behind that quote is when the looting starts, the shooting starts. It literally means, like, looters who are caught, when we catch these looters, we're going to shoot them. That's what it meant back in the 60s. Yeah.
That's what it means now.
I'm not going to make excuses.
That's what he means.
I think he's covering his ass.
That's exactly what he's doing.
That's exactly what that meant.
And that needs to be remembered, too. Remember what he said. Remember that quote. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. And remember, when it comes time to vote, do not vote for Trump. I don't care who the fuck else you vote for. Don't vote for Trump. Biden's been doing some shit, too, recently.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but don't vote for Trump. Mm-mm. And I'm seriously...
Oh, funny how...
I don't want to support Biden either.
And also another thing, since we're talking about Trump, another quote from Trump back in January, he told the Iranian government not to kill their protesters. Don't fight your protesters. Funny how that works, right? National Guard, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's going to pull out the National Guard for our protesters.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that works, right? It's interesting.
Yeah. And, like, it's just, and we keep on cycling around, like, the same points, right, over and over again.
Yeah.
It needs to stop. That's the point, needs to stop. So if you are a citizen, especially if you, coming from a white citizen, if you are a white citizen and you are neutral in this instance, you should not be neutral anymore. Again, I'm sorry, sweethearts, but fuck that. You need to support the Black Lives Matter movement. You need to support the Black people because they are getting shot down. Their lives are being destroyed. Their communities are being annihilated. And it's happening from white people.
And this is also another unpopular opinion. If you are neutral, I would rather have your silence. Because if you want to say that you're neutral, I would rather you say nothing at all. Period. Period. I don't want to hear that you're neutral.
Yeah.
Because you're not helping. You're not helping the cause. You're just hurting the cause. Yeah. I would rather have your silence.
And if you don't know what to do, if you don't know what to do in this situation, you just look at it and you see and you feel exhausted from it and you know it's bad and you just don't know what to do. If you can protest, go protest. If you can support, if you can support the protesters who are getting put in jail and, you know, help contribute to their bailout funds or contribute to different organizations that are helping to do that. Spread the word, you know, when stuff is going down, you know, do what you can. Remember, when it comes time to vote, remember who's saying the fuck what.
Mm-hmm.
If people are saying shit that is going against the Black community and against the Black Lives Matter movement and against the protests that are happening now, remember that shit. And do not vote for those people. Do not support them in office. Because they are the ones who are going to bring the change that needs to happen from the top down. And, you know, we can have all the individual cities and stuff that we want making changes in their own police departments. And while that is appreciated, if your city is making changes in your police department to assure that this doesn't happen, while that's appreciated, once you make your changes in your city, go to your state government and make sure they're making it across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure those changes are spreading across the state and across the nation. Because it's just... The last couple months, it's just been every couple weeks. Mm-hmm. There's another thing happening. And the fact that, you know, it didn't happen with Trayvon Martin, who was a young teenager. It didn't happen with the little boy who was shot, you know, or the the care worker we talked about before, who was taking care of a disabled man, you know, who was Black and what was hurt from that, was trying to explain things to officers and got shot. It needs to stop happening, and it's not going to stop until changes are made, you know. And sometimes, you know, I know I said, like, if you think something's going down, just call in. But sometimes those call-ins are happening and people still get hurt. Black people are still getting hurt. Black lives are still being destroyed. And that happened in the case of Breonna Taylor, who we mentioned. You know, she was a Black woman who was in her apartment. And I actually think her spouse or her boyfriend got arrested in this case. I'm not sure.
Yeah, with her boyfriend, I think.
Yeah. But they charged into the wrong house. Apparently after the guy they were looking for, or the person they were looking for, had already been arrested. And she got shot and lost her life for no reason. They didn't announce themselves. They charged into the apartment unannounced, did not give them a chance to, you know, surrender themselves or put them, well, they shouldn't have had to anyways, because they were in the wrong place. But, you know, she lost her life for no other reason than a police mistake. And that circles around to what we said earlier. As an officer, you don't have the room to make mistakes. If it's a case of communication, then you need to better your communication with each other.
Right.
Those officers should have known that guy already got arrested, and they should have known that they were going into the wrong place.
Right. I mean, there's no reason why that mistake should have happened. They have communication systems.
Plenty of them. There's no excuse for why that should have happened. And if you are one of those white people out there, like the case that happened in Central Park recently, that white woman.
Oh, that bitch. For fucking shame on her. Okay, so if you guys didn't know about the Central Park situation, there was a Black guy who was into birding. He goes to Central Park, observes the birds.
Which is completely adorable, by the way.
Which is adorable.
And it's a new hobby. You like to go out and you like to just watch birds flitter by. That's cute. But
this lady has her dog off the leash. And he asked her politely at first to put her dog on the leash, because this area, you're not supposed, she's basically violating a rule. That the dogs are supposed to be on leashes in this area. And if you want to take your dog off the leash, take it to another part of the park where he can be off his leash. She decides to ignore him. And he said, fine, if you're going to do what you want to do, I'm going to do what I want to do. And so he tries to call the dog over. And then she says, oh, he's not going to come to you. And he takes a dog treat out of his pocket. And the dog starts to come over to him. So that's what started that situation. And she decides to get in this man's face, to start yelling at him, and then she's going to say, I'm going to call the police and tell them that an African-American man is threatening my life and my dog's life. And she made, an effort to repeat that an African-American man is threatening my life, me and my dog. Please come help us, hysterically over the phone. So, yeah, fuck her.
Yeah. If you are a white person and you act like that, fucking just keep your trap shut. Just shut the fuck up.
And, fuck you. Fuck you.
You know, don't be surprised when your life gets fucking ruined.
And she feels like she got egg on her face for that. Because they took her dog from her.
They took her dog from her and she lost her job.
I didn't know she lost her job too.
Yeah, she lost her job. So you know, don't sit there and be surprised or play the victim when your life gets fucking ruined. You know.
Because you shouldn't be acting like that in the first place.
If you get hysterical and you say something that, you know, and sometimes, given that that can happen, you can get hysterical and you can say something that you don't mean. But in this case, she repeated it.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually called the cops. And she had so many instances in which she could have not pursued that line of thought. Don't be surprised when your life gets ruined.
Don't be surprised when people come at you.
Check yourself. Fucking just check yourself. That's all you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that what you say where its roots are and how that can hurt someone and affect someone and destroy their lives. And she actively attempted to destroy someone's life, a black man's life.
Yeah. She purposely
did. She didn't just stop with saying something and then apologize. She was actively trying to destroy a black man's life.
Mm-hmm.
By calling the cops. But she got her dues.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she did, too.
So, you know, don't be one of those white self-made victims out there. And then, you know, oh, why is my job getting taken away? Why is this getting taken away? Well, because you fucked up and you did something wrong. You deserve to get that shit taken away.
Mm-hmm.
There is a line that you cross. And that needs to stop, too.
That, yeah, that definitely is. It's doing nothing sorry, I can't talk. It's doing nothing but perpetuate the behaviors that, you know, some officers think is absolutely right. It's perpetuating that. And it's also perpetuating more situations to where people think that's okay.
Yeah. It's perpetuating the stereotypes.
And that you can think you can get away with that.
Yeah.
Kind of behavior.
And that needs to be realized. There are consequences for your actions. And in the case of these officers and all these cases, there are people that are not getting the consequences that they deserve.
Right.
For ruining black lives, for killing people.
And there needs to be consequences. That's what they're fighting for.
Yeah. And, you know, if there are, I saw a picture earlier, if there are Amish who are going out and supporting these protesters.
I saw that video. It's so sweet.
People that don't use fucking electronics who know about this, because the post highlights that. If they mm-hmm. know about it, then you should fucking know about it. And you should do what you can.
Bless those little Amish people, by the way, the ones that showed up in Minnesota. Bless them.
Yeah. Yeah, really amazing. And, you know, I want to go to this article. It's in the Los Angeles Times, and it's from it's about a Minneapolis restaurant owner responding to the protests and the violence. And what he says in response to this. So it said, a restaurant caught in crossfire. This is the Los Angeles Times from May 29th. It says, a restaurant caught in the crossfire of unrest in Minneapolis Thursday night has sent a powerful message to its followers on social media. Let my building burn. Gandhi Mahal caught fire overnight. The restaurant is located in the same building as several other food businesses, including Town Talk Diner and Gastropub El Nuevo Rodeo and Addis Ababa, that appear to have been heavily damaged by fire. The restaurant is about a block from the Minneapolis 3rd Police Precinct. Owner Ruhal Islam's daughter, Hafsa, wrote the powerful post Friday morning. Thank you, everyone, for checking in. Sadly, Gandhi Mahal has caught fire and has been damaged. We won't lose hope, though. I am so grateful for our neighbors who did their best to stand guard and protect Gandhi Mahal. Don't worry about us. We will rebuild and we will recover. And the article continues, as she wrote the post, Hafsa said she overheard her father on the phone saying, let my building burn. Justice needs to be served. Put those officers in jail. If this guy and his daughter, who are BAMFs, by the way, in the words of Philip DeFranco, he's a fucking BAMF.
Badass motherfuckers.
Can support the black protesters and even the violence and understand that anger and that violence and says something like, let my building burn, you can understand that too.
They essentially said, this is just a building we can rebuild, but
yeah,
it shouldn't. Our building is not worth, you know, doesn't mean more than black people's lives.
Yeah.
Or people's lives, if you want to even put it that way.
Yeah. And I think that that's important. You know, we need to remember that these black lives are who were lost. We need to remember these protesters who are going out and risking themselves. If you can't protest, that's understandable. For one reason or another, we are in COVID-19 still. So if you are a high risk and you can't go out and protest,
please don't risk your life.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Because they're also using tear gas on these protesters. And if you're at high risk, you have any respiratory problems, or you think you might be, you know, sick with COVID, definitely avoid protesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, they are vicious out here.
Yeah. Just find a way that you can support. Whether it's donating, like I said, to these bail funds, and I will send the list to Crystal so she can post the list that, you know, I found from, you know, our college friends page.
Mm-hmm.
Onto our Twitter so you can see it and go to it and, you know, hopefully donate to something. But there are so many ways to support right now, and the important thing is to not only recognize there that there's a problem and push for change from the top down, but also make sure we are supporting the people that are out there that are actively protesting and actively fighting for their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it comes down to, is they are fighting for the rights that they have been promised time and time and fucking time again. So, I don't know what else we can say. Like, I don't know. I think we're pretty much on the terms of this is bullshit and it needs to change.
It's been bullshit. I've been tired. I've been real tired since they let that shit happen to Trayvon.
Yeah.
I've been fucking tired of it.
Yeah. And it's... You know, you're tired, like, of seeing this stuff over and over and over again, and now it just feels like it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it doesn't stop, I'm just going to say America's going to probably have another revolution on its hands.
Fuck that. I'm moving to Madrid. No, matter of fact, I miss South Korea so much, I'm going to fucking go there. How about that?
Like, you can only push people so far. Before they're just done.
Police over there ain't got guns.
So, you know.
And it's one of the safest cities in the world.
You're talking about Korea?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't see a mass exodus happening.
Right.
I see people staying here and fighting.
You don't see black folks getting shot by the police over there because the police don't carry guns. And they don't have to. Shit.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do you have anything else to say, Crystal?
Besides just warning people, be safe out there. You know, just be safe out there with COVID and the police.
Yeah.
And I'll also be probably posting. So somebody from Hong Kong shared some protesting tactics they used back in Hong Kong for, like, when they throw tear gas and what these people carry on them during their protests. I'll probably be sharing that on Twitter as well.
Yeah. And if you're someone out there that's supporting people that are getting tear gassed and stuff like that, be careful too. You know, make sure you're measuring the situation and you're being careful as well. Because, you know, these officers went on live television and arrested, you know, a journalist who were talking about
the situation. Who was literally on camera.
Who was on camera. They ain't afraid to arrest anybody and they ain't afraid to tear gas anybody. So, like, just make sure that while you're out there and you're protesting, even if you're just acting as support for the people who are getting tear gassed and stuff, make sure that you're being careful as well. Because they don't care. They will come after you. So, I mean, I think this is probably the best time to, you know, wrap this up and just say, you know, make sure to stay strong and stay sweet. Yep. And, yeah, stay safe.
Please, guys.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.